Weekly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Only 11 years have passed since Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. In the hundreds of years of American history and in hundreds of years of Western civilization before that, there had been no question in mainstream society about the fact that marriage is for one man and one woman. Now we're told that to oppose same-sex marriage is to be on the wrong side of history. My new book, called Who Killed the American Family, explains who is responsible for this dramatic change. First, we should remember that same-sex marriage did not come from a change in public opinion, but from the rulings of supremacist judges abusing their power. Massachusetts adopted gay marriage only because a majority of one on the state Supreme Court mandated it. Those judicial supremacists were inspired by Justice Anthony Kennedy of the U.S. Supreme Court, who in a previous case drew on European rather than U.S. law and overturned precedent to throw out the Texas anti-sodomy law. Kennedy struck again last year with his decision tossing out the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Kennedy and the Massachusetts supremacist judges made the ridiculous assertion that there is no rational basis for marriage to be limited to a man and a woman. They ignored centuries of practice and the results of numerous studies that show how important traditional marriage is for the well-being of the children. Knowing how at odds same-sex marriage is with our legal and cultural traditions, we should not be surprised that some homosexual activists are trying to get rid of marriage altogether. Same-sex marriage is not about granting equality of human rights. Gays are not denied any human rights. Same-sex marriage is about getting rid of the traditional values and institutions that have guided the Western world, including America.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
If you MedicalUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at MedicalUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Dentist today. I had to take the little one for the first time to the dentist, and that's a show in itself. You know, the folks at the dentist were really nice. They were very open to very progressive thoughts on dentistry, and we talked a lot about the dangers of fluoride and the dangers of mercury toxicity, and the list goes on and on. We'll talk about that, and we might have Ramil Nagel on the show, who's an expert on healing tooth decay naturally, which is an important topic. But I was driving into work today. Actually, it was yesterday. And I was listening to a radio show. And all of a sudden, I hear it was a radio show that has a legal segment of the show. And on this legal segment, they have callers call in and ask for legal advice. They have some sort of legal concern. And this call, I'm telling you folks, this will shock you. You'll never believe who called in to this radio show asking for legal advice. Dude tried to hide his voice, but here's what happened after that.
Ron, you're on protection. Hello. And then the next in line would be David, then Joe, Steve as well. Ron, you're on with Kevin Hazel. You can always get a hold of Kevin at 1-800-LAW-5655, 1-800-LAW-5655, including the $987 seal and expungement deal that's usually $2,500. Ron, hello, go ahead.
My basic question is what constitutes insurance fraud, and here's the background. My uncle, and also I'm worried about the statute of limitations here. My uncle Larry in 2001 collected a massive insurance settlement after a 47-story building that he owned collapsed in freefall speed at 5:20 in the afternoon. I'm wondering if the official story said it was due to debris from other buildings that had collapsed that day. I'm wondering if what's that?
This is a building 7?
Yeah, am I on protection?
Yeah, you're on protection.
You're on protection, but you talking about building 7?
Yeah, you're on protection, yes.
Yeah, my uncle Larry Silverstein collected insurance.
This is the Jimmy Stewart guy. This is the Jimmy Stewart guy. Yes. I got you. Just say I got you today.
No, actually, this is Bob Tuscan, but close enough.
All right. Again, man, can somebody shoot me today on today, please?
You think we weren't going to catch you?
Building 7, insurance fraud, Willie. David Ocala, hello, David. 1-888-69-BUBBA.
I mean, when he woke up this morning, he planned this call.
Let's have a little more comedy in our pranks.
Sure, exactly. Exactly. And if we can sniff it
out. Or a little more truth, maybe. There you go, folks. Of course, that was me calling in. and trying to inject a little bit of truth in a humorous way on the Bubba of the Love Sponge show, whatever the hell that is. To his credit, he does have on from time to time guys like Lionel and others, and he's open to 9/11 truth and that kind of thing. So just a little bit of fun to start off tonight's show. Another highlight today in taking my son to the dentist was filling up with $1.98 gas. We spent under $2 a gallon for gas here in my home state of Florida. And I ask myself, is this really good for the economy? Is this really good for the geopolitical situation? How big of a player is Russia in this equation? Or spiting Russia, for that matter? And we're going to talk about the economy and where gold and precious metals stand in all of this. It's an honest question that we need to ask, because just when we're celebrating that we're filling up the gas tank for less than $2 a gallon, remember, 1980, what was the gas? 80 cents, maybe? Under a dollar? Those were really the days, huh? You could travel across country in a relatively cost-effective way. And as I'm buying plane tickets for speakers for the Free Your Mind conference, I'm saying, this is great. I haven't had to spend this kind of money in a long time, this inexpensive money. But at what cost? Here's a headline. Crude oil's collapse will cost 9,000 jobs at Schlumberger. Schlumberger. I wonder if that's a German name. Schlumberger. And the stocks fall for the fifth day straight. But of course, with the inflated job numbers that we have come to expect, they claim jobs are up. The unemployment numbers have been fabricated for probably all time. And they continue to be fabricated. I would venture to guess that the real unemployment numbers that we don't see are somewhere in the neighborhood of 15%, maybe even higher. Because remember, once people stop collecting, they're no longer counted. So where is this economic situation heading? And I'll tell you where it's heading. We will see the collapse of the fractional reserve banking system in the very near future. And this calm before the storm is all calculated and all coordinated. The private central banks know exactly what's happening, and we'll see this gradual, incremental blow on your money and your value. And that's one of the reasons why, if you have those Federal Reserve notes that you've been holding on to, most of our listeners by now get it, throw them away. Actually, don't throw them away. Trade them for other things. As you know, on the top of my list of things to trade those worthless or soon to be entirely worthless notes, getting prepared. Number one, do you have a compound to hold your own and not be dependent on the man? On the system that at some point will break even beyond the exchange currency we use. Meaning, at some point, travel will be broken. At some point, the entire nature of reality as we know it today will be completely changed. And that may be man-made. It probably
I would venture to say, be man-made, will be man-made. However, I think the chances are also there that it could be completely natural. An EMP could take down our grid. And yes, that's man-made in the sense that man has left us vulnerable, entirely vulnerable, to a massive collapse. The trillions of dollars that are printed out of thin air, and forget those debt-based notes. Let's talk about our actual resources. We could have been spending that on protecting our grid and doing something to leave us sovereign and safe. But instead, we throw it down the drain while the fat cats continue to get theirs and men and women die in combat overseas.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Another major criminal has been taken off the streets, ladies and gentlemen. A 9-year-old boy was incarcerated after missing a court date for stealing a pack of gum. I remember when I was 9, I walked out of a store with a pack of gum. I didn't realize that we hadn't paid for it. It was one of those things where, you know, they put all that gum at eye level for children. And I was just kind of toying around with it. And I ended up putting it in my pocket or just holding on to it, not even thinking that mommy or daddy didn't actually buy it. And I confessed to my mom once I had realized that we had walked out of the store, and this guilt overtook me. And I said, Mom, as we walked up to our car, I have this gum in my hands. What do I do? And I was crying, and I was scared, and I didn't know what would happen. Of course, my mom rushed me back in the store, and she says, you return that right now before the police state comes and throws you behind bars. She didn't say it quite like that. In fact, I should call my mom again, live on the air. What do you say? Let's call her on the air and ask her what she did. We're talking about a 9-year-old boy who was incarcerated. I wonder if, when I was 9... or if I was 9 in today's world, if that same thing happened to me, if I would have suffered a similar fate. Let's call Mom, see if I can get her on the phone. All right. This is my new thing, by the way, calling my mom live on the air and putting her on the spot on issues that I know she's going to be quite naive on and spout ridiculous rhetoric. You know, this is kind of fun. It's a clash of worlds, if you will. Let's see if she can pick up the phone here tonight. It's usually dinner time at my family's home, but we'll see. Maybe she's doing something. Maybe my dad will pick up. That would be great. Let's see here. Hello? All right. Come on. Nope. Nobody picked up. Well, that's no fun. Anyways, so this 9-year-old boy missed a court date for stealing a pack of gum. And, well, they issued a warrant for his arrest. His parents could not transport him to court. They weren't allowed to have the decency of doing that, and he was later booked at a juvenile detention facility. So he's stuck behind bars at a juvenile detention center. And what do you think that's going to do to him? You think that's going to scare him straight? No. That's going to teach him all sorts of aberrant behavior that if he didn't have before going there, he's going to get it now. The rate of juvenile recidivism is through the roof because of our prison industrial complex system, of course. I have no doubt that's the major influence and the major problem. Let's talk about Michael Snyder, going back to the economy and his article he wrote. He brings up exactly what I was trying to articulate in the last segment. And by the way, we'll take your calls tonight, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. He says, this is exactly how markets behave right before they crash. It's a pattern. It's a series of growth curves and algorithms that we know behave in a certain way. He says, when the stock market starts to behave like a roller coaster, that is a sign that a major move to the downside is right around the corner. When the market is very calm, it tends to go up. But when the waters start getting really choppy, that is a clear indication that stocks are about to plummet. And like I said, they've been down for the last 5 days. In early 2015, volatility has returned to Wall Street in a big way. At one point on Tuesday, the Dow was up more than 300 points. But then the bottom dropped out from the peak on Tuesday. The Dow plunged nearly 700 points in less than 30 hours before recovering more than 100 points at the end of the day. So we see this roller coaster in our market here, And most people don't get just how much of a sign this is. The Dow has now experienced the longest losing streak that we have ever seen in 3 months. But that is nothing that we should sneeze at, folks. Because, of course, much greater concern is the huge price swings that we have been seeing. Remember, the three largest single-day stock market increases in history were right in the middle of the financial crisis of 2008. So I want you to keep that in mind. You know what they say about history? If we do not learn from history, it is bound to be repeated. Your take on all this. 800-313-9443. Let's see what else is going on. Why are all the cell phone towers going up on public schools? Did Philly cop attempt to steal from Stop and Frisk? Oh, great. Another police state action there. All those police state actions go on and on and on. All right. Folks, when are we going to say enough's enough to this police state? And what does that look like? On Monday, we'll have a former police chief and co-founder of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition for our last section of our three-part series with LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He'll be joining us for an hour to discuss. He's a former police chief and another example of somebody who witnessed firsthand from the other team, if you will, how detrimental the war on drugs is to our society and how it's helped to facilitate this police state. It really has been the major force in creating this militarized police state that is filled, and I mean absolutely filled to the brim, with corruption day after day after day. Of course, I'm working with the Free Thought Project, and every single day on that website, you go there, thefreethoughtproject.com, you'll see story after story of police state madness. It never freaking ends. Now, I remember we would hear scattered stories from time to time about this and about that. And I don't know if it's the media paying more attention to this stuff than ever before, but I'm telling you, every single day there are several stories about a cop tasing a baby in a crib or a cop shooting several dogs down with the puppy side or whatever other crazy police state actions that take place. The list never stops, folks. And again, when is enough enough? 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, the Muslim, this war on Islam is so necessary. They're really hurting a lot of people in Israel, and God bless America. We must stand by Israel and our allies in the Middle East, and we got these towelhead bastards coming in and making all sorts of craziness going on, and I just can't stand it. You know, I am a veteran. I served this country. I fought in several battles for this nation, and I know that the real terrorists are the Muslims, and we're too busy talking about all sorts of things. We can't call a spade a spade. 9/11, Muslims. 7/11, Muslims. And I guess some Pakistanis own 7-Elevens too. But the point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen. We know who the evil people are. It's Obama, Muslim. It's the Taliban, Muslim. It's ISIS, Muslim. The Palestinians, Muslims. All of these head chopper offer bastards out there want to ruin this planet, and I'm not going to let them. We need to have a jihad on jihad, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to wipe all the Muslims off the face of the earth so that the Jews can do what they want to do in peace, eat their gefilte fish and eat their bagels with a nice smear on it, then we should god darn it do it. Tired of you pussyfooting around. And if you disagree with me, well, screw you. You're an American. You're anti-Semitic. And you can go to hell.
800-313-9443, the number to join us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. Ebola. Uh-oh. Did I tell you what I thought about Ebola? No, I didn't. Yes, this four-letter word, Ebola, is, well, it's a fraud. It is a all-out fraud. Here's why. People are sick. There is definite room for concern as far as, excuse me, Africa. Most of that has to do with malnutrition. Most of that has to do with malaria, other diseases that are being spread rapidly in these areas. And the list goes on and on and on. And there may even be, yes, I so dare to say, some other man-made ailments that are at hand. But to say this is Ebola, here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Just like so many other things that get repeated again and again and again, we forget to even ask where that notion that this is Ebola even originated. Well, you'll say, Bob, what are you talking about? They have Ebola test. Ebola test. Well, I hope you studied. Because the Ebola test is something known as the PCR test. Or uses the PCR technology, is the way I should put it. PCR. Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Kerry Mullis. He won the Nobel Prize for developing the PCR test. And he's come out and said conclusively, this is the Nobel Prize winner who developed it, conclusively, that this test cannot show or even come close to isolating what virus is actually at hand in an individual who is supposedly testing positive. This same test is used for the HIV virus, which they've never isolated, and they can't prove because the PCR test looks at antibodies. These antibodies in our body are naturally elevated when we're fighting off a whole slew of things. You follow me here? So, and I don't hear anybody else in the alternative media or anybody else without, this goes without saying, in the lamestream media talking about this. Because nobody understands. The PCR test is the basis for the hype that is Ebola and HIV. And the HIV fraud's been going on for a lot longer, but Ebola is, in my mind, the newest build on that. It's the spin-off, if you will. It's the breaking Saul of the ass Saul of Breaking Bad. 800-313-9443. Hold on.
Yeah, welcome back. Oxford University Press warns author, Muslims-friendly topics only. No mention of pork or bacon. They hate pork and bacon. That's right. They don't want the pigs to run this country. That's why we got to just take them all out. God darn it. We make cartoons. No other religion has killed so many people. No other religion And I think all religion is BS, mumbo-jumbo, but no other religion like Muslims killed all so many people.
Have you heard of the Inquisition? Just a little piece of history for you. But who cares about history, ladies and gentlemen? Who cares about history? What is this, Charlie Hebo? Charlie Hebo. I keep seeing this name. I gotta catch up on Charlie Hebo. Anonymous to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We will track you. Nowhere will you be safe. So now we got Anonymous going after Al-Qaeda. Good. These loser hackers, they need to go after Al-Qaeda. Somebody call in and tell me what's going on with this Charlie Hebo stuff. Or Charlie, is it Charlie Hebo? Charlie Hebo? Somebody call in. 800-313-9443. Bring me up to speed. I don't got time to look at it right now. And I'm just wondering. I see this headline all throughout my news feeds. Got a bunch of different alternative media sites talking about it. What the hell is this Charlie Hebo? Is it Charlie Hebo? Charlie Homo? What is it here? Anyways. How about them Muslims? There's an event in Atlanta, Georgia I was asked to promote, and I will gladly do so for a moment while I'm waiting for you to tell me what the hell this Charlie Hebo Homo stuff is. Let's see here. Where's this event? Zach asked, he said, hey Bob, there's a geoengineering awareness event at the Weather Channel headquarters in Atlanta on Monday, January 26th. We have a lot of great banners, posters, and flyers, and I just got word that Cynthia McKinney will be attending. I'm hoping to get Jack Blood on board as well. I'm giving all of the honest and independent media folks a heads up. Any assistance in bringing more awareness to this event would be much appreciated. Boom, there you go. You email me, and there's your awareness, brother. Hope people show up at the Weather Channel and, well, demand some answers from the propaganda at the Weather Channel. Propaganda. We got... How funny is this? We don't have propaganda just from folks like CNN and Fox News. No, folks, we even have propaganda from the frickin' Weather Channel. Now, what's up with the American and the world's obsession with the Weather Channel? I mean, are we that dependent on the mind control tube that the Weather Channel needs to consume us, that we have to know what the weather is at any given moment? I can understand you want to plan a trip or whatever it might be, plan an outing, but last time I checked, you want to know what the weather is? Go outside! Go outside! It was raining today here in North Central Florida and kind of chilly. Do you know how I know it? Nope, not the Weather Channel. All right, folks. Love you guys. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Somebody call up and tell me what the hell this Charlie Homo stuff is. 800-313-9443.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Tomorrow night on the Bob Tuscan Show, we're having a special guest come on, Charlie Hebdo. No, I'm joking. We're having on Lennon Onner. Do you know who Lennon Onner is? He's going to be our guest tomorrow night. Lennon Onner is a documentary filmmaker. He's made 8 major documentaries to date. Film topics range from spirituality, religion, media, and mind control, subliminal manipulation, transhumanism, the occult, politics, the entertainment industry, and several other topics. In 2013, Lennon spoke at the Free Your Mind Conference about trauma and psychology, specifically relating to 9/11 and the terror involved with that day. He's a writer, a musician, video producer, talk show host, counselor, and a great dude, and he will be speaking at the 2015 Free Your Mind Conference in April. Folks, if you can support the Free Your Mind Conference, I would love for you to do so. Go to the website freeyourmindconference.com, and if you can't be there in the flesh, don't worry, because here's the cool thing. We're going to, as we did for the last two conferences, put all of the videos out there for free on YouTube so that everybody can watch them at their own convenience. No problem. But in order to do that, these events cost money. The venue costs money, the travel costs money, the lodging costs money, the list goes on and on and on. So hook it up, go to the freeyourmindconference.com if you value this information, and you value the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, so maybe this guy Howard in Seattle, who's on the line, will tell me who this Charlie Hebo, Hippo dude is. Howard, who is this guy? I keep hearing his name.
I don't know. He's another one of the Hebes, right?
Oh, it's Charlie Hebo-do.
I didn't even notice that until you started emphasizing the Hebe part, I don't know, a couple days ago.
That's all by
design. You touched on a nerve. You are making fun of the Weather Channel, and I live in Seattle, and the Weather Channel is how we live here. This is how we, in tell whether we have to take an umbrella with us where we go out the door. I'm also, I can't remember whether it's the Weather Channel or another Weather Channel, but in a famous video, isn't it Evelyn Rothschild who says, yeah, the reason we bought the Weather Channel or the Weather Network or something is because we feel it's important that people get the right information about weather.
The right information, meaning the information that we want them to get. Not necessarily the truth about weather, the right information about weather, the right one.
I'm paraphrasing.
The right information we want.
Yeah, you're like in weather humor. You got to get the right jokes about your weather, so you'll know.
Right.
Bring your umbrella or wear your galoshes or something.
Howard, like you know what?
I don't know where this is going because he didn't talk anymore, so I don't know what I'm supposed to say, other than that they felt that it was. I guess a profitable way to make money off buying some piece of weather, you know, satellite feeds from weather satellites. I don't know.
Yeah, there's.
But I
there's
do look
other
at weather
behind that,
every
but Howard,
day.
You know what I hate almost more than the Weather Channel? Here's what I hate. Let's go to Howard in Seattle on the line. Howard, how's the weather there?
It's raining. Well, at least
really?
I can verify that.
Really?
I mean, there's so
it's
little of what we
in
get
Seattle?
From the media. I can't go to Cairo and figure out whether there is actually a protest in the town square, but I can at least I can verify from Seattle it's raining here.
Really? Oh, well, you know what? Thank you so much for the call. I'm glad we
you're welcome.
You know what the weather is.
And I love when you call your mom and try to ask her questions.
Should we
I
call her
that.
Again?
Yeah, call her again. Thank you. I'll
Let's
listen. Thank you.
Let's call her and ask her about the weather. Because I'm sure that's what she really wants to talk about. And you know what's funny? And probably this is why I resent it. Every time I call them, they want to know, so how's the weather out there? I live 4 hours north of you, you schmuck. Who cares? We have nothing of any substance to talk about besides... How's the weather? All right, let's call Mom again and see if she picks up this time. Come on. You're avoiding my calls now. Whatever. That's no fun. All right. Howard, thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you. Hope the weather turns out to be okay. All right, so what else do we want to talk about? Let's just spend the rest of the show talking about the weather. I want to get as many calls on the line right now to tell me how the weather is in their neck of the woods. Okay, I want everybody listening to RBN right now to call me to tell me how the frickin' weather is near you. Is it cold? Is it warm? Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is it dry? How's the weather? In fact, I'm thinking about a format change, folks. I'm thinking we might as well just do the show where I spend nothing but the entire broadcast talking about the weather. And I think we should change it to How's the Weather? That should be the new show title. What do you think? All right, enough joking around. Let's talk about something of some substance here. How about the solar weather? What's going on with the sun these days? Do you pay attention to the sun? At the last Free Mind Conference, Alex Ansari, you might remember him, he did a whole talk on the sun and the connection the sun has with certain events. Fascinating lecture. You can find it at the Free Your Mind Conference YouTube channel. But you want to talk about weather? I think solar weather might be more interesting to talk about. And you want to talk about weather? Let's talk about scalar technologies and HARP, which, of course, as you know, is old news. We got the HARP manipulation of the weather taking place. That's just the tip of the iceberg. They got all sorts of far-out technology. And we know that Israel has actively manipulated the weather in countries like Iran, Syria, and elsewhere. Should that not be considered an act of war? Well, I'm sorry. Israel can do no wrong. Oy vey. All right, so nobody called up tonight to tell me who the heck this Charlie Hebo Homo dude is. Oh, wait. Maybe I spoke too soon. All right, we're getting calls in. Danita, how's the weather? Quick.
Hey, sweetie. Hi. It's cloudy. It's beautiful here in Northern California. I mean, it's cloudy, but it's nice. And I just want to say thank you. I'm so glad that I finally found you guys and Mike Passio and several other guys. And my mind is just, it's just being blown wide open. And I love it.
Danita, thanks for calling tonight. You're the bomb. Definitely want to see you at the Free Your Mind Conference if you can make it, all right?
I sure will try. I will. I would love to.
All right, thanks so much, and I'm glad the weather's doing all right there. Let's get Jeff in PA. Jeff, how's the weather?
Hey, Bob. What's up?
What's up with you, man? Forget the small talk, dude. Forget all this small talk crap. How's the weather?
Well, it's cold up here in PA.
Really?
Yep, I live in southwest PA. Let's just say I'm from that city where those Steelers are from.
Oh.
It's just cold and snowy.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
you, dude. Take care. Love you. All right. So it's cold in Pittsburgh and cloudy in California. Man, we've accomplished a lot on tonight's show. Tomorrow night, Lennon Honor. Monday night, we'll have on another officer from LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Until tomorrow, love you guys. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And watch out for that weather.
We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.